Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawken the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, it looks like Biden cancels another $5 billion worth of student loan debt. And most of those getting relief are teachers, nurses, and firefighters. Last time I checked, there are way more nurses and teachers than firefighters, and most of those are female. Plus two-thirds of college grads are women as well. So the state is printing money and stealing mostly men's money through inflation to pay for mostly women's free educations. Plus, they're buying votes with this sort of behavior. Moving on, we have a heavyweight mother and daughter duo told that they're too fat to fly on Southwest Airlines. That was back in 2011, and today if they purchase one ticket, they would receive two seats at no cost. Of course, at the cost of all the other passengers that have to pay a larger fare. No pun intended. In the past, they also would have been told to diet, but today they get preferential treatment. Today, if you lose weight, then you're a right-wing oppressor, it seems. Number three, women are so desperate for attention that this one married a rag doll and says her family life is complicated after she's had twins. She says her husband is stressed out providing for the family. But I can't believe that in her fictional scenario, her husband isn't rich. I'm sure there's a hidden Chad rag doll waiting in the closet somewhere. This is absolutely insane. I'm ready for the meteor now. Up next, just as women start marrying rag dolls, the AI girlfriends are going to connect to all the males born after the year 2000. Do you agree with this? This is just the AI girlfriend from the film Her from 11 years ago, finally coming to life. The only reason this is happening now is because almost 200 years ago, the average woman had her meat hooks connected to men. Actually, it's been from the beginning of time, to be honest. At least the AI won't treat simps like poop. Number five, we have this size 22 influencer that's called Perfect as she stuns in her backless mini dress. This is no joke, because half of America looks worse these days. Instead of the dress being backless, I think she's wearing it backwards. This woman also has tons of Instagram followers, no pun intended. But I think the term we should be using is enablers. Looks like this influencer got her implants on the wrong side. Moving on is a woman saying, imagine knowing a guy that can solve all your financial problems without actually having to be intimate with him. But that man already exists and his name is Joe Biden, and he's already paid off many women's student loans. She wants a friend zone man while pretending to be into him while taking his money. But she's probably just hitting the wall now, and men expect something in return for their moolah. Number 17, Kristen Stewart is forever grateful to Jodie Foster for defending her cheating on Robert Pattinson. It's hardly shocking for a lesbian to come out saying something like that. Jodie Foster played her mother in the film Panic Room. Looks like that in the end, Pattinson lucked out because he dodged a mortar shell. Up next in 2014, a super simp bought 99 iPhones and arranged them in a love heart to propose to his girlfriend, and she ended up saying no. Maybe if he'd gotten 200 instead of 99, she would have said yes. At least he helped my Apple shares rise in value. But it makes me wonder if she had said yes, what would have happened to all the phones? They're worth 2 years' salary for a programmer from that part of China. Number nine, a man dies after he glues his shwing shwang shut using superglue. With no way for liquids to leave his body, I'm assuming his bladder blew up or something like that. This guy is my first official nomination for the Darwin Awards of 2024. He used the glue instead of a rubber during a romp with his girlfriend. It's a real-life story, and a man in India did this. What got him in the end was multiple organ failure. Moving on, in the 2010s, a woman dumped her 36-year-old boyfriend for one her own age. Now that she's 30, her new boyfriend has dumped her for a 20-year-old, the same way she dumped the old guy. Women shame men for the very same things that they're guilty of. The double standards are crazy. My only question is, why does it look like he's dating a 20-year-old feminist with a short haircut now? Wait a minute, I think that's a femboy. Also, why is that boomer say he's 36? He must have lied about his age. Number 11 is something that this female politician said before she entered politics. That the moon is more useful because it gives us light at night, while the sun only gives us light during the day when it's already light outside. Whenever I hear a fake quote like this, I know it's probably not far from the mark, and it makes me cringe. Op Next is a story about a woman assaulting a man's schwing-schwang with acid, and destroying it. This guy is such a big simp that he should have won the Simp of the Year award in 2015. Because he never pressed charges and said it would be useless because it won't bring back his manhood as he now urinates through a tube. I guess he doesn't believe in deterrence, and maybe some other woman will now think that she can do the same to a guy and get away with it. He also didn't want to ruin her future because she's still young. Number 13, some guy named Alex says that free speech doesn't cover insulting other people. What he doesn't realize is that freedom of speech covers all speech. Maybe he's just trying to protect easily offended snowflakes or something. Moving on is a man that says a woman's vote should only count for 50% of a man's, unless she has property, has done civil service, or is voting alongside her husband. I'm assuming the same would be true the other way as well. But this guy is upset that an OF model's vote is worth the same as a veteran's. I think your vote should be weighted by the square root of how much tax you pay. But since many women are paid more than men these days, I might come to regret saying that. Number 15, a father did a DNA test on his two children and found out that they weren't his. He was the perfect dad but couldn't handle what had happened to him, so he ended up leaving. He came back and wanted his two kids to stop using his last name and called his so-called son a bastard. Instead of hating the man that he thought was his father, the son instead hates his mother for doing all of this. This kind of sounds like Andrew Tate's life story now, doesn't it? Women create misogynists more than men do. Up next is a New York Post article mentioning a study that says women's tears can reduce male aggression. Of course, we all know this is true. Why do you think they cry when you catch them cheating on you? Ah yes, crocodile tears making men weak for millennia. Don't believe the crocodile. It has teeth. But to be honest, it increases my aggression because I know it's just manipulation. Number 17, with all the plastic surgeries people like this are getting these days, it's hard to tell if this is a man or a woman. She kind of reminds me of the Joker. I think the point is to push an agenda where after plastic surgery, more men and women look the same. Moving on, we have the black pill birth control system. The pill and rubbers are 99% effective. But if you're 5'7" or below, then it's 100% guarantee that you won't be getting anyone preggers. If you're 5'8", does that mean you're gonna make it after all? But in this day and age with women's tall expectations, it's more like 6'7" and below these days. Don't worry, bro. Just be confident, and I'm sure it'll all work out, bro. Number 19 is anger transference, and it's the biggest threat facing our species. It used to be the men were stoic and didn't let their emotions get to them, and the negative feelings stopped inside of a man as he ate them up. But today they circulate through society and destabilize it, making everyone miserable. There's one missing picture, though, where that cat goes after the boss. This is the best version of this. Up next, EV Magazine says that attractive women are more likely to lean to the right politically. While those with faces that display contempt, I think that means ugly, or more likely to be left-leaning. Rush Limbaugh said 35 years ago that feminism was created so that women would have access to the mainstream of society. Number 21 is Carly, and she says men are exaggerating about women being gold diggers, and she just wants men to pay for her drinks because her foundation costs more than a man's entire outfit. Now they're resorting to shaming language, calling men cheap if they don't buy them drinks. But if it's true that she does earn more money, then she should be the one paying for her own damn drinks. Moving on, never forget what they took from us. Most of the time she looked rather plain, but in this photo she looks kinda good. I wonder if one day she'll become a real-life X-Man. This is what they gave us in return. I guess those brick shoes are for added height or something. I wonder if they take her up to 6 feet tall. If not, I'm sure that a leg-lengthening procedure will do the trick. Number 23, I asked the question, why do women believe so much in astrology? It's a shortcut to understanding people instead of figuring out basic psychology. Astrology also involves no facts and only feels. It would also represent the closest thing that women have to an actual hobby. It's also a great way to blame something else if something goes wrong. I dumped him because he's a Virgo and we just weren't compatible as I'm a Scorpio. Up next, we have a woman that's jealous because the man she rejected 115 times has a new girlfriend. Now that there's social proof that he's actually a good guy, now she wants him. Too bad, lady, you missed the boat. Those eyes remind me of a cat when it sees a mouse. It becomes completely fixated on its prey. Maybe she's thinking, I don't want you, and I don't want anyone else to want you either. Number 25 and the last one is Dave Chappelle, saying that when women warn other women about bad men, it's empowering. But when men warn other men about bad women, it's misogyny. Sarcastically, it makes sense. He's red-pilled in public, but look at how uncomfortable he looks with his wife in public. He looks like a totally different man, and here he is in another picture. Doesn't he look so happy to you with Miss Philippines over here? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so the new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.